Okay, good morning, Rabbi Say. We're just going to give a very short schmooze today because I have an appointment I have to be at, important. Not more important than a schmooze, but it's a medical thing. So I want to talk a little bit about Birchas Kehanim, which is a very prominent part of the parsha. Just two very important yesaides about Birchas Kehanim. So there's a Gemara in Megillah on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Hani Shleisha Chamisha V'Shiva Keneged Mi." When you have the three Aliyahs during the week on Monday and Thursday, and the five on Yom Tovim, and the seven on Shabbos, 3, 5, and 7. So how did we come up with these numbers? Where did these numbers come from? Just random 3, 5, 7, odd numbers? So the Gemara gives a few different suggestions, and one of them is Keneged Birkas Kehanim. And Rashi says that Shleisha Teves V'Pasuk Rishon, V'Chamisha V'Pasuk Sheni, V'Shiv V'Pasuk Shlishi. The Birkas Kehanim is, of course, the Bracha HaMeshuleshes Batayra. It's a three-plied bracha in the Torah. It's actually three brachas that we call Birchas Kehanim, but it's really three psukim and three separate brachas. In the first bracha of Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, there are three words. In the second bracha of Yar Hashem Panavei Lecha V'Chuneka, there are five words. And in the third bracha, which is Yisa Hashem Panavei Lecha V'Yasimucha Shalom, there are seven words. So the Gemara is saying that the 3, 5, and 7 aliyahs that we give respectively on the week, on Yantav and Shabbos, those are Keneged, the Birkas Kehanim. The words of the Birkas Kehanim are 3, 5, and 7, so we sort of parallel that with the 3, 5, and 7 aliyahs, which is very strange. Obviously, what does one have to do with the other? So whenever you see a Gemara like this, you have to start putting your thinking cap on and not just taking it at face value, but trying to appreciate what the underlying yesod is. And what I think is a possibility is that if you examine what the teichen of these brachas are, you will see that they're very much shayach to these 3 days of Chol, Yantav, and Shabbos. The first bracha of Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, that Hashem should bless you and guard you. So Rashi explains there that Sheyisparchu Nechasecha. It's a bracha that you should have parnasa, that you should have resources, sustenance, and that's something that, of course, is shayach to the weekday. It's not a Shabbistika thing. It's not a Yantadika thing during the week. That's where Isaac with Parnasa, and that's where Isaac with Nechasim. So we have a bracha of Nechasim. The bracha of Gashmias is Shayach to three, the number three. So we call up three people on Monday, Thursday for their alias. The second bracha of Birchas Kehanim is Yar Hashem Panav Eilecha V'Chuneka. Hashem should enlighten, he should illuminate his face towards us and give us chen. So that's shayach to yantiv. Shalish pamim bashana yeira kazachorchas pnei Hashem leikecha, the face of Hashem. So we see that there is a connection between the second bracha and yantiv, and that's why on yantiv we call up five people keneged the five words in that bracha birkas kehanim. And of course in the last bracha is the bracha of Shalom, v'yaseim l'cha Shalom. That's shayach to Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of peace. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis says, v'shivsu b'shalom, and Rashi says, noichu b'shabbatchem l'shalom. That's why people say Shabbat Shalom in Eretz Yisrael, because it's a day of Shalom, it's a day of peace, and that's why, understandably, on Shabbos, we call up seven people to the Torah, because seven people is shayach to the pasuk of v'yasim l'cha shalom. So we see yisayid number one from Birchas Kehanim, that there are really three separate stages of our life. That's part of Birchas Kehanim. We have the bracha of a weekday that we should have parnasa. We should have the bracha of Yantif, that we should have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's countenance shine on us. And also we should always have peace, and that's the bracha of Shabbos. I also want to share with you something that I heard from Reb Feivel Kohn. Reb Feivel Kohn was a tremendous Pesek, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He wrote a very famous sefer called the Badei HaShochan. If you walk around the Beis Medrash, you'll see a lot of these light blue, very chashuv asfarim on many of the tables because it's on Yerideya, on the limud of that people learn for smicha. He has one volume on Basar B'Chalav and on Taroivis and on Malicha. He has a big volume on Nida. And then later on in life, he started also putting out on Hilchas Tzedakah and other sort of Yerideya Dika Sugyas. It's written like a Mishnah Berurah. If you look inside, it's unbelievable that somebody in our dar could write such a sefer. And I used to daven in his shul. He had a shul in Flatbush. He was nifter a few years ago, but he had a very chashuv shul in Flatbush, and I used to daven there very often. So I was zeichet to hear a lot of his drushes and had somewhat of a kasher with him. It's an interesting story with his sefer, Badei HaShulchan. It's really a contemporary classic. It's not something that you only see in our Beis Medrash. If you go to Lakewood, you'll see it. If you go to Satmar, you'll see his sefer. If you go to every yeshiva, every Beis Medrash in the world practically has accepted the sefer. And he told me once that when he first put out the sefer, his first volume, I don't know what it was on, but he sent a box of them to Lakewood, you know, to be sold in the coat room in Lakewood. I think they sold svarim. So whenever somebody had a new sefer to publish, so they would put a box of it in Lakewood, and you know, hopefully people would look through it, and they, if they were interested in it, they would put money in the box and they would take it. So he had a Talmud or somebody that he knew going to Lakewood. He says, "Would you mind, you know, being the shomer on this box of Badei HaShulchan and see if there's any interest?" So about an hour later, after it was dropped off, this person said, "Okay, could you send another box?" He says, "What are you making chesek of me for? What are you making fun of me for? Like, come on, you know." He said, no, really, the whole box sold out in like less than an hour. And I guess that's the rest is history. You know, every sefer that he put out, was very, very niskabel. And, it's a really unbelievable sefer. He has a son, Yibadol Chaim Benyamin Kohn, who I'm close with from Chaim Berlin. He's the Rosh Kaila in Chaim Berlin. And he wrote in his father's footsteps, he wrote a sefer, a series of sarim called Chalkos Benyamin, which is not light blue, it's black, but it's also in the same style, a Mishnah Berurah style, on other halachas of Yerideya. He started putting out on Eben Ezer also. But he put on Hilchas Ribbis and Mechalei Akum and Bishul Akum and things like that. He's also quite remarkable. In any event, I want to share with you something that I heard once from Reb Feivel that it resonated with me, and I think it's going to resonate with you as well. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. In the first parak, the second Mishnah in the first parak, that says that Iber Shana, when you're Ma'aber a year, when you when Bestin convenes to decide whether or not there should be an Iber Yar, whether or not today we already have, you know, built in on the calendar is exactly what year is going to have a second Adar. But back in the day when we were still, before we had a set calendar, so Bestin had to decide based on certain decision based on certain criteria whether or not they should add another Adar to make an Adar Sheni and thereby be Ma'aber the Shana. So the Mishnah there says that how many people do you need in the Bestin to decide whether to be Ma'aber the Shana? So the Mishnah says, the Reb Meir says, B'shleisha. You need three Dayanim. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Meir, B'shleisha Maschilin. when you start deliberating about being ma'abed the shana, you're right, you start with three. However, uvechamisha neisim v'neisnin. But then when the debating gets underway, the real debate comes, then you need five. You need to get another two people, two dayanim, to get into the mix. The gaimrim b'shiva, but to make the final, ultimate decision about whether to be ma'abar the shana, the gemar din has to be with seven. So again, we start with three according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. We are neisev and neisim b'chamisha, and we finish with seven. Do these numbers sound at all familiar? Three, five, and seven? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Amud Beis asks, Hani Shleisha Chamisha V'Shiva K'neged Mi? Same Gemara, same Kasha as the Gemara in Megillah that we had before asked about the three, five, and seven Aliyahs. But here it's asking this about the three, five, and seven that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says is the Seder of the Ibriyar. And the Gemara answers, K'neged Birkas Kehanim. It's in parallel to Birkas Kehanim. Birkas Kehanim is 3, 5, and 7, right? The first pasuk has three words in it. The second pasuk has five words in it. And the third pasuk has seven words in it. So K'neged that, you have 3, 5, and 7, Dayanim. And of course, again, we have to ask ourselves, what does this mean? What is 3, 5, and 7 of Birkas Kehanim have to do with the 3, 5, and 7 of Iber to be Ma'aber the Shana? What in the world does Birkas Kehanim have to do with Iber Shana? So this is what Revival offered. What is the Tachlis of Iber HaShana? When we're Ma'aber the Shana, obviously the point is that we have 354 days in the lunar year. We have 365 days in the solar year. I'm not, leaving off the fractions. But, and if we keep on going, year after year after year without reconciling the two, it's going to be completely out of whack. Because those 11-day differences add up. You have 11 days one year, 11 days another year. Before you know it, you're already half a year apart. And so Pesach could come out in the winter and Chanukah will come out in the summer and it'll be really out of whack eventually. So every couple of years, we have to reconcile the 2 years so that by adding a 30-day month, 29-day, 30-day month in, every couple of years, so then we're able to get things back in sync so that they're sort of in line with each other, that the solar year and the lunar year are together. They're not going to completely sever from one another. He says that the sun represents the Gayim. The sun represents the Gayim, and it's not just the Gayim, but it represents Gashmius. The sun is always Gashmi. That's why, there's a physical pleasure in going out on a nice day and, the sun is in your face and it's, people go to the beach, they sun worship, that's what the terminology was, and people taco worship the sun. It's a physical, hedonistic type of pleasure. That's why the Gayim are Maina to the Yemei Sachama, because they are Chasidim, as it were, of the sun. They are into Gashmius, they are into hedonism, they are into things that are enjoyable, that are pleasurable. And so that's they go after the sun. The moon, the Levana, represents things that are Ruchni. The Levana is, Klal Yisrael is Daima to the Levana. And, we wax, we wane. There's a lot of ruchnius that's associated with Levana. And that's why Klal Yisrael are Maina to the Yemei Levana. We stick to the lunar calendar because that's what we subscribe to. We subscribe to the ruchnius of the world. Gayim are after the gashmius of the world. And Klal Yisrael are after the ruchnius in the world. What Ibra Shana represents as revival on a deeper level then is that we have to reconcile the Ruchnias and the Gashmias. We have to be able to join together and to make sure that there's a balance that's struck between Ruchnius and Gashmius. A Yid, as much as he is Maina to the Levana, as much as we subscribe to everything Ruchnius in the world, and we try to make our lives about Ruchnius, but yet at the same time, we need to have Gashmius also. We need to make sure that we have Gashmius in our life also. We can't just, you know, do pure Ruchnius. That doesn't work, unfortunately. We have to work, and we have to do things that are physical. We have to exercise, and we have to eat. We have to sleep. These are things that are more Gashmi, but it's necessary in order to keep a proper balance with the Ruchnius. If we just do Ruchnius without any Gashmius, that's not going to work. So the Ibra Shana represents the attempt of man to reconcile, to balance the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. Just like I told you before, that we have to be reconciling the days, the 365 days of the sun with 354 days of the moon, and that's what being Ma'abed Shana means. But on a deeper level, it means that we have to be able to reconcile the Ruchnius and the Gashmius in life. And that's really what Ibra Shana is all about. It says in Feivel that this is the Yisayid of the of Birchas Kehanim. This Yisayid that we just described about reconciling the Ruchnius and the Gashmius is what Birchas Kehanim is, what Duchening is all about. And he explains as follows. The first Pasuk, like we said before, is Yivarechacha Hashem Vishmarecha, and we said Rashi, Shisparchu Nechasecha. Rashi also, by the way, says, Vishmarecha means that he will not only give you blessing in your nechasim, but he will also protect that. He will also, you know, make sure that you're protected, Vishmarecha, because if a person, Rashi says, just has, let's say Hashem gives me, millions of dollars, but it's not protected, then people just come and steal it from me. They'll rob me, they'll kill me. So in order to complete that bracha, there has to be not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessing my nechasim, but also Vishmarecha, he's going to give me protection. He's going to provide for me the necessary protection that nobody takes it away from me, that nobody tries to steal it. It's also very important because, you know, you don't want to be people that are, you know, loaded, but then all of a sudden they have break-ins in their house and they have all types of, you know, people scamming them or whatever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to not only give us bracha and the nechasim, but also shmira. So the first pasuk of Birchas Kehanim says, similar to what we said before about the chayil, Yantiv Shabbos, is the first pasuk is talking about Gashmius. It's talking about Nechasim. It's Gashmius. The second pasuk is talking about Ruchnius. Yar Hashem Panav Elecha V'chunecha. Hashem should shine his face upon you and give you chayin. The Sifri says, Zem Ma'ar HaTaira. This is a reference to the light. What are we talking about? Yar Hashem Panavel, he will illuminate his face. What does that mean that he'll illuminate? So the Sifri says, this is the Ma'ar HaTaira. This is the light of the Taira. There's a special illumination that the Taira gives. There's another Chazal that says that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Halavai Aisi Azavu V'sayrasi Shemar. You can go off the derech all you want, but just keep learning. Why? Shamar Sheba Machzir Lamuta. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very confident that the Mar Sheba, this special spiritual aura, the halo, the light of the Torah, will always bring a person back. And so this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Kehanim bless us with, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the light of Torah. So again, we have two brachas. We have the first is the bracha of Ruchnius. The second is the bracha, the first is the bracha of Gashmius, about the Nechasim. The second is the bracha of Ruchnius, of Torah. But the third bracha is the linchpin bracha, because you need to have harmony between Ruchnius and Gashmius in life. And that's V'yasem L'cha Shalom. Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, V'yasem L'cha Shalom. He should give you the ability to have shalom, to have peace, to have harmony between the Ruchnius and the Gashmius, between the Gashmius and the Ruchnius. And so in order to parallel that Yisayid, we have the 3, 5, and 7 Dayanim that are sitting and deliberating about the Birkas, about being Ma'abar the Shana, because that is the site of, that's the site of the Ibr. The site of the Ibr HaShana is the secret of the Ibra Hashana is to be able to reconcile the Ruchnias and the Gashmias, the sun and the moon, to make sure that not only the years are in sync, but our whole world of Ruchnias and Gashmias are in sync. And that's what Birchas Kohanim is. It's a bracha of, first, of Gashmias, second, the bracha of Ruchnias, and finally, the most important thing is V'yasim L'Hashem, we should be able to co-join these two blessings and make sure that everything is stable. And I think this is a very, very important message for any Yid, but I think specifically for Beis Medrash Talmud, because I don't think anyone tries to be Mekayim this as much as we do here in our yeshiva. We have Ruchnias Baruch Hashem, we have very solid starim in yeshiva, first Seder, second Seder, night Seder, and Shabbos and Yantif, and we have a Baruch Hashem, we very much focus on Ruchnias. At the same time, there's also a very strong focus on Gashmias, which is a good thing. It's important for people, you know, if it's necessary, to engage in this world, to engage in Shis Baruch Hu Nechasecha, to earn a Parnasa. And so this is something that, you know, it's also very important. But the greatest challenge in life, and this is, of course, doesn't end when you graduate from yeshiva, it continues your whole life. This is something that, you know, we have to be able to make time during the day and a lot of time for Ruchnias, for davening and for learning and for chesed and for family and all these things in Ruchnias. And then we have to also at the same time make time for Gashmias. And to be able to, you know, to eat and to get enough sleep and take care of ourselves physically and to be able to make sure that everyone is healthy and happy and whole. And sometimes those things seem to be a tension with each other. But the greatest blessing in life, both in yeshiva and out of yeshiva, for Talmidim here, for Talmidim anywhere in the world, and for you know, anyone that's in this world, period, whether you're a Rashiva, you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, there always has to be the ability to balance things well, to balance things, to find the shlemus, to find the yasim l'cha shalom. This is the greatest of all, but a lot of people are very good in ruchnias. They, you know, they are learning and they're steiging and they're davening and they're very close to the Rabbeinu Shalom, but they're not doing enough for themselves in terms of Gashmias. They're not eating, they're not sleeping, the Chavetz Chaim had a son-in-law who was misagif himself. He would put his body through tremendous torture, and this is not uncommon, you know, in certain times during history. There were certain tzaddikim that felt that this is the proper Avodas Hashem, and he was nifter young. You know, he didn't sleep, he didn't eat, he just kept on. And the Chavetz Chaim said, I'm worried that maybe it was considered to be Ma'abed Atzmo Das, that he brought on his own death by the fact that he didn't take care of himself. The Pasuk says, Nishmartem Ba'ilu Nafshei Seichem, you have to take care of yourself. You have to do things. It's not Bittul Taira to eat. It's not Bittul Taira to sleep. It's not Bittul Taira to exercise. These are things that are necessary for a person to remain healthy and normal and stable. And you know, and that's very important. So it's very important to, even if you're great at Ruchnias, you have to balance it with Gashmias. But some people do the opposite. Some people are so into Gashmias that it comes at a great expense of Ruchnias. They want to, you know, they're tired, they want to sleep late, they don't come to davening. And they're very busy with their business, they don't learn at all. And they're, you know, they want to eat like in fancy restaurants every night and they don't go to night Seder. And they want to, you know, just keep on, you know, traveling and doing everything. So they're too into Gashmias, or let's say even yeshiva, they're too into their studies. And they, because of their studies, they're always studying, you know, and they never come to yeshiva. They never come to say, they never come to davening. That, you know, you see them at graduation and you might be making speeches and everything. I don't even know who some of these talmidim are because they never showed up for the Beis Medrash at all. And that's a big problem also. So this is a bracha, v'yasim l'chashalem, yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yasim l'chashalem, is the greatest of all brachas. It's the ability that we have to find a happy balance in our life. To find a happy, normal, stable balance in our life. And that is the greatest of. That's why I feel like yeshiva is a very good training ground for life. Because if you do it right here, you know, and you're able to go to Starim and come to davening and get the right amount of sleep and get the right amount of meals, and you do everything right here, so then later on in life, things are going to be, you know, much simpler. Of course I have to go to daven. Of course I have to go to Seder. Of course I have to go to work. Of course I have to make time for everything. I make time for my family. I have to, you know, throw a ball with my son and learn with my son and be able to, you know, and be able to just do everything right in the proper balance. That we learn here. That's a great lesson to be learned in yeshiva. People that don't have that lesson, and I know that there are people, you know, that I'm not chas v'shalom being mitzi laz in any other yeshiva, but sometimes if you're just learning, you know, day and night, and you don't have any other extracurricular activity but learning, it's a beautiful thing, don't get me wrong, but when they do have to start going to work, it's like all or nothing. I don't understand, there's no balance. It's all, when I learn, I'm learning, you know, only, and then when I work, I'm going to just throw myself totally into learning because I don't know how to balance. And in life, you have to learn the art of balance. The most important thing, we're all juggling a lot of things. Every person at every stage of life, unless they're like unemployed or retired or something or just like lazy, they're all juggling many, many different responsibilities, and you have to juggle more balls. They keep throwing more balls at you to juggle the older you get. You know, right now, all you have to do is juggle your learning and your taking care of your school, eating, sleeping, you know, maybe helping out at home a little bit in the summer. Very simple things to balance, besides, of course, for emotional stuff and, you know, dealing with personal challenges, which is another department. But then as you get older, you get married, now you got to juggle, you know, dealing with your wife and having shalom bayis and making time for her and being sweet to her and being able to know how to behave and proper midas, proper derech eretz. Then they throw more balls at you. You know, you have children, you have to raise your children, you have to, you know, spend time with them, you have to help your wife, you know, do things at home. And then you have to, and then more balls are thrown at you. You have to juggle, you know, work responsibilities, and then you have to help with your parents. You know, your parents are getting older, and then you have grandchildren, and there are so many things in life that you have to juggle. And the blessing of Yisa Hashem Panav Eilech of Yasim L'Shalim becomes so much more important to you the older you get, the more you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the shleimus, give me the shalom, give me the peace of mind to be able to do everything in the best way possible. Because I don't want the balls to drop on the floor. I want to make sure to keep this proper balance, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy, to make my family happy, to make myself happy, to have everything in proper balance. This is the key yisayid to life. If you know this, if you're able to understand the Sayyid HaIbr, the secret of being Ma'abr the Shana, then you have life, then you have everything going for you. And if you never learn this in yeshiva, then, you know, it's going to be very, very hard in life. And this is something that, of course, you know, we should think about as we go into the summer. The summer is a time that, you know, the sun is out, the chama is much stronger than the levana these days, and along with the chama comes gashmias, and we have a lot of time, much more time on our hands than is probably good for us, and we have to make sure to find a balance. Yes, we should enjoy the summer, should enjoy the you know, relaxing and resting. We had a long year, and it's important to relax, but it's also important to focus on ruchnius and to wake up every day for davening, mincha, marib, tefillah b'tzibur, and making chavrusis, making starim, chazering, all the things that we have. Make real goals for yourself for the summer to make sure that there is a shleimus, that as much as you're going to enjoy the summer and accomplish during the summer, in terms of the gashmias, in terms of whatever your plans might be, but also that there should be a counterbalance of the more important thing, I guess, in the world, which is ruchnias. Gashmias is also very important, but we have a bracha of ruchnias, a bracha of gashmias, and then we have the bracha of yasim chashalim. Rabbi, so I want to wish you a beautiful Shabbos. I appreciate a year's worth of shmuzin that you've come to, and I hope you've gained from them, and I want to thank you for coming. And Mitzvah Hashem, the summer, there's probably going to be a closer shmuz, I imagine. But just as one, you know, final word on the summer, I hope everybody has a beautiful, productive, happy, healthy, safe summer. And Mitzvah Hashem, the bracha of Yasim Chasham Shemakoyim by all of us, Ken Yiratzin.